This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set?
Cocked?
Locked?
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick!
Oh, Jason! And yay! Yeah, thank you. I need to turn your pot up at double. I can barely hear you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn it around all the way again.
I know, so. It's terrible what's happening with CenturyLink. And special thanks to Ed Marvini this last week for giving me direction on how to change an ugly situation into something much worse. Thanks, Vincent. Thank you, Ed. Ed helped me, and I just want everybody to know he helped me, and I really appreciated his insight.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having to do everything myself, but sometimes being shown where to look for the problem is half the thing, because you really don't have a clue where to begin.
Yeah.
This is website stuff. So that's what I had to say this morning.
Okay. Well, I wanted to
mention to you, what happened to you? We were talking, and all of a sudden you were gone, and just as I was ready to go, then you came in, and I couldn't get back to you quick enough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that happens. We've got the worst, not only at this end, we have CenturyLink, but you have CenturyLink. We've got the worst telephone network in the galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide, there it is. Julie has to drive all the way to Medford this morning because of CenturyLink. They sent her a modem that she did not want or need or order, and UPS will not take it. She has to go all the way to Medford to get it back, to get that bill up. You know, CenturyLink is now going beyond incompetence, and I'm starting to get really irritated.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't have to do that, and I can prove it. She does not have to drive all that way, but it's too late, I guess.
She spent half a day, ruined her week, just trying to find out why she got this thing and what to do to get it off her credit card.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how to do it, and this is a good lesson for our class. If she didn't order it, then all she has to do is call CenturyLink and say, I didn't order this. And if they go, well, you have to bring it in, and she says, well, wait a minute, it's a couple hours of driving back.
You're presuming she's able to talk to a human being, not a computer. You're presuming that at some point, 1 hour down, 2 hours down, she will talk to a human being. That's a presumption. That's how bad it is here.
Well, okay, I have the same thing. I've got the same lousy telephone company that you have, and I call them all the time, and it's 45 minutes each time, and I talk to some nice, sweet person in the Philippines who may or may not be able to do anything, but here's the point. All you have to do is establish that you tried to work with them. Okay. Then what you do is you call your bank. You call the 800 number on the back of your credit card, and you say, I tried to work with this telephone company. Here's the situation. And I want them. I didn't order this thing.
That's right.
I didn't order this motor.
The bank does it. That's right. PayPal has to do it, too. Even though PayPal was right, if a bank calls, they do have to refund the money. That's exactly correct.
Right. So here, well, it happened to me. The same thing happened to me, and I'll tell you how I did it. And we're off on a tangent, but this is, you need to know this, class. This is guerrilla defense 101,
yeah.
According
guerilla
to USA Prepares.
All
right.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, this is guerrilla defense. So CenturyLink had, my internet speed had been going down. And so I called CenturyLink. They get on their tech support people in the Philippines. They go, you know, you need a new modem. Your modem's not so good. Okay. So we'll send you a new modem. So, and it will be, the modem's free. And there'll be a $14.95 shipping and handling fee. And I said, no. I'm not doing that. I'm not paying for it. The service that I entered into the agreement, you would provide the equipment. I'm not paying for anything. Your service is lousy. It's unreliable. I'm not paying for it. So I said, I will not pay for it. So hold on. The gal comes back and says, yep, okay, Mr. Finelli, we will cover that. And so I get this modem, and they want me to pay for return shipping when I ship the old one back. I won't do that. So I call them up and say, I've got this modem. You want it back? You're gonna have to send me a return shipping label. Well, they don't want to do that. See, what's happening with these big corporations is they're trying to offload the charges any way they can.
And
so the shipping committee wanted to pay for the shipping back.
Fight back.
Well, 100% of me does fight back.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what happened.
That 10% is how they get
All you have to... Yeah, right. Well, if you or Julie said, send me a shipping label. And if they said no, it's okay. No problem. Then you call your bank and you say, I tried to work with this telephone company, CenturyLink. I didn't order this thing. They want me to bring it back. It cost me money. All I wanted them to do was provide a shipping label so I can just put the label on it and drop it off in the mail, or they wouldn't do it. So I want you to reverse this charge. And they'll reverse that charge right then and there. Right then and there, you're credited. Now, here's what CenturyLink does. CenturyLink has 30 days to respond in writing to their credit card processing company, whoever they use to take payments. And they have to convince the bank that they're in the right. Now, if they do, then that charge goes back on Julie's account. And Julie has 30 days to respond in writing back saying, no, here's what happened. Then the charge goes, the credit goes back on Julie's account. Now, this can go back and forth ad infinitum, and whoever gives up first loses. So all you have to do is try to resolve it. Now, you can't just go to the bank first. You have to try to resolve it. That's why I said you have to call CenturyLink and try to resolve it. If you can't get anywhere, then you say, here's what happened, here's the person I talked to, here's the date, the time, the person's name. And you always ask for the person's name. And in the Philippines, they have names like Trudy and April, and they've got American names. Those aren't their names. They're all made up. May, June, really, April. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
She likes to have everything be smooth and moving normal. And what's happening is the world isn't working like that anymore. And all of a sudden, for the first time in her life, she's realizing that she's now being played. And And it's like she came from a universe where, you know, first grade school kids would come up to smell her, you know, because they loved her. She's not used to this guerrilla marketing and this, there's something out there trying to eat me kind of universe. And it's crazy. And unfortunately, I do not want to see this person become a casualty. And so I'm there with her, and it gives us, unfortunately, an opportunity to eat at Red Lobster. There it is. Because that's only in Medford. But it's crazy. She went yesterday down to UPS, and UPS said, we don't do that. Oh, and by the way, UPS used to open at 10 and close at 4. Today, they open from 11:30 to 3. It's really crazy how everything is changing. The customer service no longer exists in anything. And I always liked UPS.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's next on my list.
You know, I have to say one last
thing. That's next on my list.
The U.S. Postal Service is probably the only thing our government has ever done right. And now they're trying to hamstring that.
And they're losing money.
That's the only reason I go to town, is I enjoy my postal clerks. I wished I could go to town more often, but I don't even have the book sales anymore. Yeah. That's crazy. They did it. They found a way to close someone like me down. And it's just really...
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you how to fight back. Rick, I'm going to tell you how to fight back. We'll do some guerrilla defense 101 today. Okay, so... Class, all you have to do, and this is really simple, and it applies to a lot of things. So let's say you buy something on the internet, and it's not what you bought. The picture is different, the description's different. What you ended up getting is substandard, and you contact the merchant, the seller, and you're not getting satisfaction. You have to let it appear on your next bill, on your next credit card statement. And there it is, and that's when you call. Right? And you have to pay. So if it was $25, you pay that $25 and you dispute it. It's called a dispute. You call the customer service number on the back of your credit card or the number on your credit card statement. You're calling your credit card bank and you want to dispute the charge. And you say, I've got my statement in front of me. Here's what happened. I bought this thing. It was blue. It was 2 feet long. And what I got was pink, and it was 4 inches long. The description is wrong. It's wrong. I want to send it back, and I can't get any satisfaction from the seller. Automatically, that purchase price plus shipping gets credited to your account. And as I said, it can go back and forth until one of you gives up. Whoever gives up loses. Right? But what happens is, if enough of us do this, these companies will stop these deceptive practices, these dishonest practices, because every time this happens to a merchant, the guy who sold it, they get dinged for $35. There is a $35 withdrawal from the account in addition to the $25 refund that you just got because they lied to you. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this, and I think you might find this little guerrilla defense quite fascinating. And I've got a great story to tell you about the little guy who beat up the big guy badly. I mean badly. You're going to love it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. So we're talking about guerrilla defense 101. So if you go to a store and you buy something and it breaks, and you don't think it should have broken, you can call your credit card company. You know, let's say it's within the warranty period. And the seller will not give you satisfaction, won't help you. Then you go to your credit card company, and you launch a dispute. You initiate a dispute on the telephone. But you have to wait until the item appears on your statement. And you have to do it right away. You pay for the item. You don't withhold payment. You actually pay for it. And as soon as you initiate that dispute, that money is put, if it sounds reasonable to the bank person on the phone, they'll put that money back in your account. And then there's a tug of war for that purchase price between you and the seller. I always win because I don't go after companies unless there's a bona fide reason. But I do it. And I fought with Mercedes recently. I was at my wit's end working on a particular 28-year-old Mercedes. And so I called the service department of the local Mercedes dealer in the area. And I said, here's the problem I'm having. Here are all the things I've done. I talked to the service guy. And he said, well, we're the only guys that have the test equipment to do that. And I said, well, I've done all these things, and there is no test equipment for this particular failure. None. And it's called an ASR failure. It's adaptive speed regulation. You're driving along, and all of a sudden, the engine is detuned without warning. You only have 25% of the engine capacity. The accelerator pedal becomes really, really hard, and you can't get into top gear. So you're driving along the highway at 70 miles an hour. Let's say all of a sudden, boom, you're down to 55, and you get killed. And there's nothing you can do except reset the computer. And the way you do that is you shut off the engine. Well, you can't necessarily do that if you're going 70 miles an hour and there's no place to get off. And all these cars, and the speed limit's 70. That means people are doing 75 and 80. And you're going to get killed. So I called a Mercedes dealer and they said, yeah, we're the only guys that can fix it. You don't have the test equipment. And I said, so do you have a mechanic who knows how to work on this? Oh, yeah. He's got 35 years experience. And he's been to the Mercedes school and he trained on exactly that vehicle. That 1991 Mercedes, that one. He knows. He's the guy. I said, okay, so what will you charge? Well, up to $200. Okay, so you'll charge us up to $200, and you will give us the diagnosis. You will tell us what we need to fix. I don't want you to fix it. I just want to know what we need to do. Yep, we'll do that. Okay, so we bring the vehicle in. We wait in the waiting room. My son and I were there. A couple hours later, the service guy that we talked to comes out, and he said, "We don't know what's wrong with the car, and we don't know what to tell you." And I said, "Hold it! You're telling me you don't know, you can't diagnose this car?" And he said, "No, I didn't say that. But if you want the diagnosis, it'll cost 2 to 3 times what the car is worth." So he changed his story. So they charged us the $200, and we went away, and the car was worse. It misfired all the time. And so we called the guy immediately, and he said, yeah, well, we took a lot of wires out, and yeah, that's probably what it was. You know, we worked on it, and we made it worse. So I wrote a letter to the CEO of that Mercedes dealership. First, I tried to call him, and no, can't get through to that guy. So I wrote him a letter delineating everything that happened and asking for a refund. No response. Credit card bill comes in. We pay it. I call the credit card company, dispute the charge. And I said, I have a letter, and I'll be glad to email you the letter. So I emailed the letter to the credit card company along with the credit card dispute case number. $200 immediately was put in our account. And this letter was to the CEO of the Mercedes dealership, and he didn't want to challenge us. He gave up. So they wasted our time, but we got a refund. That's how you do it. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The director of national intelligence now being grilled by a House committee as Joseph McGuire is being pressed about the delayed submission of an inspector general's report to Congress as required by law concerning a whistleblower report about a presidential phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats claim the president may have committed an impeachable offense when he urged the Ukrainian leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. But the Republicans say the whole issue is another in a long line of Democratic political stunts. The ranking member of the committee, Devin Nunes, says,
"The Syrian itself is another example. Whistleblower inquiries should not be held in public at all. As our Senate counterparts, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously understand, their hearing with Mr. McGuire is behind closed doors."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class, we're talking about guerrilla defense with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, our resident physicist. And so here's a really neat story. So you'll have to use your imagination a little bit because this is radio. Have you ever used Craigslist? Craigslist used to be a really neat place on the internet where if you wanted to buy something, you could go to Craigslist and look in your area, and you could find that item. And it was free. It was free for buyers and free for sellers. Well, Craigslist seemed to get plagued with free ads by companies selling things. And the ones who are the most abusive of this practice are in the automotive industry. So, for example, if you searched for a specific car, like a Mustang, you go to Craigslist and you select your area, let's say Dayton, Ohio, and you type in Mustang, you'll see some Mustangs, but you have to wade through a barrage of ads for tires, wheels. And finally, after you wade through all that, you find the individual listing for a Mustang. Craigslist was never meant to be the advertising platform for new car dealers, used car dealers, tires. Now, it was for guys selling their own tires, you know, used tires, or they've got a leftover tire or something like that, or a wheel. Yeah, absolutely. But it was never meant to be the platform for national companies to take over. Well, the story goes like this. So this guy was going to list his car. And then he finds out he has to pay $5 because in some markets, Craigslist charges to list cars now. So the guy's a little frosted because it used to be free, and he figured it out, that it's this plague by the used car dealers, the new car dealers, you know. And in order to slow that down, I believe, this is my logic, that Craigslist started charging for car ads. But they don't charge for wheel ads. They don't charge for tire ads. So if you're in Dayton, Ohio, and you're looking for that Mustang or that 280Z, you have to wade through all of these ads and pages and posts for tires and wheels. Well, this guy placed his ad, and the ad was buried under all these tire ads from the same company, like 15 and 20 of them. And they all look the same. They're all the and I've seen these. I've seen what this story is about. It's, I believe this is a true story. Well, this guy decided that he had had it. And do you know that if you bring up a Craigslist ad, there's a little portion at the top of the ad that says flag, F-L-A-G. And once that flag is clicked, that ad disappears. It's gone. It doesn't come back. It's gone. So this guy spent hours, and he decided that he wanted to see his ad that he was paying for, and he objected to this tire and wheel ad, those ads replacing his or pushing his lower. And he looked, and he saw, and here's the story, thousands of keywords, like 5,000 keywords. So let's say your ad is for a Mustang or Rick's 280Z. So Rick would have in it 1976 Datsun 280Z in the keywords, while this tire company had 5,000 keywords, or about 5,000. Because I researched this story, and the number I came up with was just under 5,000. Well, the keywords were like Mustang, Mustang 5.0, 280Z, 240Z, 320i, every kind of car you could think of, every brand, every model, every variant, and then it had every tire size, hundreds of tire sizes. And then motorcycle tire sizes and ATV tire sizes. So thousands of keywords. And what these guys did was they just put it in the ad. They figured out that's all they had to do. So if you clicked on Cincinnati and you're looking for a Mustang, you got these guys. If you clicked on La Jolla, California, you got these tire guys. If you clicked on Los Angeles, New York, anywhere in the country, these tire ads were plastered all over the page. So this guy clicked flag, 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 spent several hours one day, and they're all gone. The little guy took down almost the entire marketing platform for this bully, this tire company and wheel company. Can you imagine that?
I have a similar, different story. I used DocRam.com as my Facebook. So if you go to Facebook and you write, you know, Facebook.com/DocRam.com, it immediately took you to my Facebook. I did not register that, and somebody quickly came in, got it, and then offered it to me for $20,000.
I know that. I know that because...
And now it's dropped down to $18,000.
Rick, I know that. I know that because I went there. I went to Doc Ram, and then I looked at who owns it, and it's $20,000. You're absolutely right. And those people are...
Any which way but lose.
So,
I can't believe it!
You're talking about a predator. You're talking about a parasite. You're talking about a bully who literally took your property that expired, grabbed it, and wants to profit from it. And you know what? No one in our class, the trolls are not in our class. They're just listeners. I don't consider them members of our class. But nobody in our class would do that. If someone in our class knew that that had expired, they would have called you immediately. Or if it were one of our instructors, they would have bought it to protect it so no one else would buy it seconds later and then given it to you.
Yeah, it's just the way the world is changing. And it's extremely unfortunate because at one time I was stupid. I believed everybody was pretty good and made mistakes and you forgave and da-da-da. No, that isn't it at all. I had this thing I just posted on Facebook. It's a great one. It says the Navy has now identified four different kinds of aliens. And one of my guest posts said, one of them's Democrat. What else are the other three? I had to laugh on that one, man. Oh, people's humor, that's what's going to carry the day. Just stay crispy and laugh your way through it because it's going to get worse.
Well, I think this guy who took down the tire and wheel company, I think he was laughing all the way through it. I think he really was. And class, there is a lesson here for you. So if you use Craigslist and you post an ad and you find that your ad gets buried by ads that should not be there, you can police Craigslist for yourself, for your own purposes, and you can click flag, 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 and get rid of those ads. You can. You can get rid of thousands of ads. And, you know, I understand that people make mistakes. So, for example, let's say a person were looking for that 280Z and typed in Medford, Oregon, and then let's search for 280Z. Let's say you want to find out if there are any ones that were for sale and you get some more parts for yours or something, or you wanted to buy another one, and or you wanted to find out how much they're going for. And you type in Medford, Oregon, 280Z, and you find tires and wheels and tires and wheels, and it's wasting your time. And you get a little frosted, and you want to do some guerrilla defense because you've had it. Just click on each one of those tire ads, and then click on flag, and it's gone. And then the next one, flag, 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 and you probably find 8 to 20 of them on that page. And what does that have to do with the 280Z that you were looking for? Nothing. Because if you want to buy tires, you look up tires. So that's what people are doing. And then there are other individuals outside of these corporations that are doing this. And so, for example, let's say I'm interested in a Mercedes. And I type in Mercedes 300. I get BMW? Why is a BMW coming up when I search for Mercedes? Because the guy trying to sell his BMW puts in the keywords Mercedes, Lexus, Audi, okay? Because he's trying to be a smart aleck. He's trying to be a bully. He's trying to get more than he deserves. He's trying to be a hog, a pig, a glutton. He wants more. Me first. Well, you can fix that. Just click flag. I'm telling you to do it. I'm telling you to do it. If people are abusing the system and it's easy, there's no repercussions for you to do that. Now, I'm not saying take down bona fide ads. I'm saying if they are deliberately doing this, deliberately placing ads in the wrong place, causing you to waste your time, Guerrilla Defense 101. You heard it right here. Any comments, Rick?
No, man. I just watched it all happen, and just my mouth open in disbelief, catching flies. They woke up earlier than me, and go for it.
Okay, so as the story goes, this originated in Alabama, and it's like you don't have to buy your tires; you can rent them. So Alabama is not known for being a very wealthy state. And so these ads were predatory toward people in Alabama and Louisiana and in areas that are not known for extreme wealth. So rent your tires from this tire company and wheel company. Well, I think I want to applaud this person, whoever it may be. This person literally, if this story is true, and I believe it is true, that this one person took down the big bad tire company. Bravo. So let's when we come back, I hear the outroduction playing, and I fly by the music. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about bullies. And there's some terrible things happening with bullies. I'll tell you what they are when we come back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, back in 1993, there was a movie about this middle-aged guy, and he was he was in the middle of a divorce. He was unemployed. The main character, William Foster, was played by Michael Douglas. He's in a Los Angeles highway. It's five lanes wide or more of traffic, all stopped, gridlocked. Nobody's going anywhere. He's having a terrible day, and he's just had it. The movie is called Falling Down. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have, actually. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm. So Michael Douglas, playing the main character, is having a tough time. Nothing's working. He wants to get to his daughter's birthday party. And he just walks away from his car. And he encounters bullies. He gets worse. I mean, he's stuck in gridlock. He looks, tries to get a view going forward. It stopped for as far as traffic has stopped. Nobody's moving for as far as he can see. Looking back, traffic is stopped as far as he can see. It's like thousands of cars just stuck. So he decides he's going to walk, and everyone he encounters makes his day worse. And he just loses it. He's frustrated, and he just loses it. And it's a great video. And this is like where we are right now. This is guerrilla defense. So he wants to, if I remember correctly, wanted to buy a soda. He needed change for the soda machine. And they don't want to give him change. The store doesn't want to give him change to buy a soda out of the soda machine. You know, he has to buy something or something like that, if I remember correctly. And he thinks that's ridiculous. He just wants to buy a soda. He just needs the right number of tokens. He wants to change paper into tokens, and they give him a hard time. And then he gets held up by a small group of thugs, and he loses his mind, and he extracts revenge. He didn't ask for this. These people put him in this position, and he loses his temper, and he just goes crazy, and he starts beating people up. It's great. Well, that's where we are. So we're talking about guerrilla defense, and let's talk about bullies, because these are the people These are the modern trolls or bullies. These are the people that you despised, everyone despised in high school. Okay, the guys that would pick on the, the weaker guy, these big burly bullies would push around the smaller guys as if there were a contest, right? And everybody hated the bullies, everybody. Well, that's who these trolls are, and we have trolls. And these people attack us every day. But I didn't want to say this, so you have to use your imagination, class. This all ties together. Everything I'm saying ties together. Like the tire bullies on Craigslist. So, I was talking to a guy. He's been listening to us for years, and I was talking to him quite some time ago. I don't even remember his name. If I did, I wouldn't tell you on the air. And this guy said he hated the way these trolls attacked my mother, my parents, our children, me, Rick Miller, Dr. Sheely. They attacked us all. And this guy who's part of our class really got annoyed. And he said he wants to hunt them down and kill them. He wants to literally hunt down these trolls. And he even mentioned their names. They're the trolls that are on the internet right now on the Ron Gibson channel. 408 Magenta Magenta, 408 Magenta, Keith D. He wants to hunt them down and kill them. I was on stage in Missouri doing a presentation on great lies like the moon landing, and I was heckled. I had the largest seminar presentation at this particular preparedness convention. It was standing room only. There were more people than there were seats. I mean, there were so many people there. There were people on stage because there was no more room, and there were people behind me. When have you seen a presentation with the guest behind the speaker? Well, that's what happened. This was several years ago. And this one guy who was standing right even with me was a heckler. And I would say something, and he would heckle me from right next to me. And I turned to him, and I looked at him, and I said to the attendees in the seminar, "Would you like to hear this man speak? Because I can step down." And they all shouted no. And then this guy continued to heckle me, and I said it again, and I finally said to this guy on the microphone, "Sir, I can't guarantee your safety. You might want to leave before this group does something. I cannot guarantee your safety." And that guy left. Now,
I have a story from high school. I don't know how much time we have.
No, we're out of time for this segment. But we'll do that when we come back. But all of this ties together. All of this is about bullies and how you deal with them. We didn't plan on doing this, class, but this is a good...
No. It came out naturally because that's what's happening.
Yeah, this is what's happening all across the United States.
And that's why you and I work well together, Vinny. We just seemingly are in sync with the same issues.
we're gonna take down these bullies. I'll tell you a little bit more, and so is Rick, when we come back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.